Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk on Core TV. I'm Lord Ashbourne. Now, as we all know, dreaming is one of those big things that makes markets work. And one of the big dreamers, which came to the market relatively recently to London, special purpose vehicle, came to the market in May and at a price of 5p and is now trading a little bit over 10p. And they are great dreamers. We'll explain to you why in just a minute. I'm joined now by the chief executive, Rod Murray. Rod, very good morning to you. And I should name the company now, shouldn't I? Which is Oniro Energy PLC.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Oniro Energy, just to be correct, I'm not the CEO, we're all NEDs. We're all
non-executive. Oh, you're all NEDs. Okay.
Because we're okay. A cash shell.
Any ambitions in that direction?
When come the reverse, I'd be lined up to be the CEO.
Okay, so I'm jumping the gun.
A little bit. I'm a founder of the company, along with two other people. A couple of years ago, we had the idea that we'd put together a shell to take advantage of our industry experience. My right-hand man, Rob Jones, was the head of exploration at Cairn Energy and responsible for multi-billion barrel discoveries off Senegal. We got together with a finance guy, and since then we moved towards the float, a little bit delayed by COVID. Since then we've been searching for a reverse target. We have a list of 10 different targets spread globally. We concentrate on transition energy, specifically looking for natural gas with discoveries which would de-risk further exploration upside. So we're both a play for existing value as well as a high upside further down the line.
So if I was a bit of a cynic here, and I would have said what you described to me sounds like an old-fashioned oil and gas company rather than the transition energy company, what would you say to me?
We are oil and gas people.
Right.
That's where our strengths are. But we also recognize that to move away from oil, countries are going to need to replace coal and diesel burning for electricity with local gas. And that's what we intend to do. That then will give the finance and the backing for them to move to wind power and whatever else.
So I'm thinking small special purpose vehicle, London listed. It's probably looking in the North Sea, but you're going to tell me that's probably wrong.
We're looking everywhere but the North Sea.
Oh, right. There you go. How wrong can I be?
Because in the 35 years I've been in the industry and 45 years that Rob has been in there, I'm a geologist, but in the operation side of things. So I've been on literally hundreds of projects globally. We've looked carefully at the Gulf of Mexico, Central America, South America, all of which are places I've worked before.
Just tell us a little bit. You say we've looked a little bit, Central America, Gulf of Mexico, South America. That's a big geographical area. How do you look for you know, oil bearing strata over such a huge area without spending, well, frankly, millions, if not tens of millions or hundreds of millions on technology?
Well, it's a good point. But given our experience, we know we can discard most things very quickly,
right,
either operationally or technically using Rob, operationally using myself. We've also looked in Africa. So we'll look for plays where there are existing discoveries or companies where there are existing discoveries. And we'll then use Rob's expertise to look at whether there was upside for it. We've also looked to the Far East. Of our list of 10 that we've come up with, we've got the top three. We have a Gulf of Mexico play, a West African play, and something out in the Far East, all of which have potential resources of over a TCF already established with large exploration upside. So we're very confident and hopeful that within certainly 6 months to 9 months, we'll have a reverse target.
So gas specifically, not oil, because you haven't really mentioned oil, or is that, you know?
Oil's not out of the question. If the deal was so good that the value for shareholders was there, we wouldn't turn it down. But specifically, we are looking to be, and this is why we can hand on heart look at and call ourselves a transition energy company. We would look at lithium deals, we'd look at uranium deals. We have less experience in the hard rock world, but enough as geologists to find what may be a good deal or may not be. But oil itself has really played its day, we feel. There's plenty of it around there. There's lots of players in there looking for it. It's easier to a certain extent, but it's not the play that we feel comfortable with.
I was going to come on to that point. You know, it is easier in a way. One of the things you need with gas is infrastructure. So you need to sort of, you need to find the right rocks, but then you also need to find it near the infrastructure. Is that a fair summary?
Infrastructure and market are two very important things, and well put. In the Gulf of Mexico, it's very close to infrastructure. Yeah. West Africa, large amount of infrastructure anyway. Pipelines to tie into. Out in the Far East, huge market potential, huge exploration upside potential. The money would come and the infrastructure would have to be there. Whether we would still be in there at that point, having made the discoveries, we're really very much a cairn-based model. Find it, probably not spend the money developing it, sell out and go and do it again.
So would you sell the company or would you sell the asset?
Sell the asset.
Sell the asset. You had to prove it up a bit then, presumably. I mean, you'd need to buy the asset. Would you buy it for shares, do you think, or buy it for cash? Or
Both.
Cash, a mixture. Cash,
yeah, absolutely.
Right,
cash,
okay.
And paper.
Yeah, and then what? And then prove it up to some extent? Because
we would look for a local company, that license holder. Mm-hmm. We would then buy that for cash and paper. We would bring probably somebody locally onto the board. To provide, be the local country manager and provide the local content. And then we would, hopefully using existing data, look to prove up the exploration side of things pretty quickly, within a year or two.
And does that mean shooting seismic or something else?
One of the criteria we really are looking at is something that's going to be more drill ready. So we're not looking at the expense of 3D seismic, whatever. We're looking at existing 3D seismic and then use Rob's technical ability as a geophysicist and as an explorationist to identify places and plays which probably weren't looked at before when technology has moved on. And some of these things, even 10 years seismically, things have moved on a lot in how you can image subsurface things, Eocene fans, all the stuff in Senegal, Guyana, that's all pretty new stuff, you know, and you wouldn't have seen it 10 years ago.
Okay, so you're buying, you know, these projects effectively with the opportunity to add value in that sense. You've got the 3D. How many holes do you think you need to put down into a structure like that in order to give it, provide the proof that you need to then sell it on? Is it just one hole or is it 10?
One or two.
One or two, right. Okay.
What we're really looking at is probably a two well campaign.
Right. What does that cost roughly? I mean,
onshore, that may cost you $20 million.
Right. Okay.
Deep water offshore, they may be dry hole costs of $25 million each.
Right.
But you would secure the license, you would use our contacts, or we will use our contacts to secure an industry partner.
Does that mean a major?
It means, somebody certainly with much deeper pockets. Right. Some of them that we've talked to are majors.
So you don't want to dilute shareholders any further?
Not yet.
Right. Okay. Exactly. So under what circumstances?
So the majors or any industry partner would come in as part of the license.
Right.
We would just farm out part of the license and keep our part.
And typically, what sort of percentage is that?
If we wanted to operate, we would look at 50%. Yeah. Otherwise, we'd farm down. We'd certainly keep 30% as a minimum.
Right.
But we would look for a promote and a free carry on the exploration well. So the reverse process, you're very restricted as to what you can say and who you have talked to, mm-hmm. Quite rightly. So to avoid any kind of briefing which could be held against us, we talk to people. In a way that the we'll get hold of the license later rather than right now. But I guess we'd be looking to farm down certainly 70%, but there would be a local content as well, and maybe 10%. So.
And then, you know, you said you've got to be careful what you say, but I'm going to give you license to, you know, in your wildest dreams, What does this company look like in, I don't know, I'm going to pick it up, 4-5 years time?
In 5 years time, we will have a market cap of $300-400 million.
Compared to five-ish billion quid at the moment.
We're a micro shell.
We
raised 1.2 million. We've got a million left to pay for fees, basically, for the reverse. We live...
How long does a million last, roughly?
Oh, that'll last 2 years. Right. We live very frugally. Yeah. There's no large director fees or anything like that. Everyone's on a minimum wage on the thing. By far the biggest outgoings are the lawyers. I think that we'd have a market cap of 300-400 million. We'd have a hopefully a large discovery and a piece of a pie in doing good things in the developing world to help them transition from burning coal and diesel to bring the population out of poverty, to pay for the schools, to allow them to escape the Chinese and whatever else. So that would be the ideal thing.
So we've spoken about the company. We can now explain the name. Do you want to explain why you're called, what you're called?
We're called Enero Energy, from Enero the Greek to dream or dreamer. So we're Dream Energy. And it is a dream for us. Myself and Rob have worked since 2007, when we were in Bangladesh together, we first came up with this idea. And it's been our dream, and it's been a long process to do it, to find the trustworthy people, to find the money, to find the projects, to put it all together into a vehicle where we can now go and dream to do our thing.
All right, Rod. Thank you very much indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Rod Murray, the not yet CEO. He's the NED at the moment, non-executive director of Onero Energy. I'm afraid that's all we've got time for on Share Talk today. I'm Lord Ashbourne. I'll be signing out, but we will be bringing you more such interesting and, we hope, profitable opportunities for you in the very near future. But until then, you have a capital day.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.